It's Marketplace Tech Report from American Public Media for Wednesday, December 8th, 2010. I'm John Moe. The Library of Congress needs your help. They recently posted about 700 photographs on the photo sharing site Flickr. They're from the American Civil War, and they're all portraits, young men mostly. By sharing these photos online, the Library of Congress hopes people can identify who the people in the photos are. Helena Zinkum is chief of the Prints and Photographs Division at the Library of Congress.
About 50 of the photographs came with a full or partial name. Sometimes a note was pinned to a case or the name accompanied the photograph. Very touching stories often. First one that comes to mind is a photograph of a boy identified as Carl, and his mother penned a note that he had died in 1865 at a small skirmish called Dinwiddie, and flights of angels sing thee to thy rest. Just to see him as a youth, there's a lock of hair in the case, and then knowing that he definitely died during the war. And so close to the end, I mean, April 1865 is just days before the truces were signed.
Yeah.
In exploring further, an editor at North-South Trader went ahead and looked through the rolls of people who died during the Dinwiddie skirmish, and she believes she may have found an identification. So we'll look to hear from others where you pick up a clue like a name Carl and where he was killed and then flesh it out with his full name and maybe the town he comes from and so forth.
So it's not just names then that you're looking for. You're looking for as much as people can tell you about the stories of what might have been into this, locations, everything that
exactly
might be in a photograph.
What do the weapons indicate about the type of soldier the person was? Someone's already observed no one would have gone into a battle with a gun in that kind of condition. So it may have been a photographer's prop from the studio. So many of the faces represent very young men, and I think that's actually been quite a surprise for people to realize the average age of the enlisted men. And they are writing poems or sending other photographs related to other wars. So the collection need not be just about the Civil War and reflecting on that time period, but thinking about war in general.
I'm looking at a lot of these photos, and these boys, you know, and even the young men, there's just this look of vulnerability on them. It's so guileless, and it's just heartbreaking.
Yeah. And don't some of them look as if you could see them on the street today?
Yeah, exactly.
There's a timelessness about it. They feel real to me. I guess you can tell that.
That's Helena Zinkum from the Library of Congress. She says the library has 14 million photos in their archive. They've digitized about 1.5 million, still have a ways to go. We've posted some of these Civil War photos on our website. You really should come and see these things. They're just incredible. That's at marketplacetech.org. Other stories we're following online. Google showed off a new tablet computer that it will start selling next year. The kind of surprising part, it won't run on Android or Windows. It'll run on the new Chrome operating system that Google is building. A Chinese news site is reporting the iPad 2 could be available in late February. It's supposed to be thinner, more cameras on it. Something to keep in mind if you're shopping for an iPad this holiday season. And Facebook says it will let the WikiLeaks fan page stay up for now. Facebook says they find no violation of its terms of service. Meanwhile, you can't donate to WikiLeaks through Visa anymore. Visa has suspended that service. On the internet, you can be whoever you want to be. And on Twitter, a lot of people choose to be the Hulk. There are more and more Twitter accounts of people talking as variations of the big green superhero. We ask Minnesota Public Radio's Tom Weber to act out tweets from some of our favorite Hulks, like Buddhist Hulk.
Hulk spend day smashing barriers to awakening. Hulk heart overflow with joy.
Or feminist Hulk.
Hulk try to be mindful when complicit in systems of privilege. Smash hegemony, whether it benefit Hulk or oppress him.
Grammar Hulk.
Hulk's copy editor keeps correcting convince to persuade. Hulk can never remember difference. Hulk about to smash desk in frustration.
And lit crit Hulk.
Hulk try make Hulk way through Russell Banks's glacially paced cloud splitter. More like Russell Banks's doorstopper. Am Hulk right?
More Hulks are at our website, This Marketplace Tech Report. I, John Moe.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.